Shalom aleichem Rabbosai, Shalom from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. Beitar Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the third topic of Parshas Behar, the halacha is of selling a Shdei Achuza. By the Aliyah of Revi, Perek Chof Hei, Posuk Chof Hei. What is a Shdei Achuza? When Yeshua ben Nun brought Am Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, he divided the land among the Shvotim and the families, and every single Yid got a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael. And when he died, it went on to the person who's going to inherit him. If it's a son, the son will inherit the father. And if there is no son, the Torah tells us in Parshas Pinchas the order of inheritance. And so it went on from generation to generation. The person owning that field, that is called that he has a Shdei Achuza. And the following topic will tell us the halachos. What happens when you sell a Shdei Achuza? One halacha we learned already in the previous topic, and that is when Yovel comes, it goes back to the original owner. But there are other halachas that the following parsha will teach us about a Shdei Achuza. If your brother becomes poor, and as a result of his poorness, he is forced to sell a field from his inheritance that he got all the way back from the days of Yeshua ben Nun. Says the Torah, any one of his relatives can come and force the buyer to sell it back to him. The Torah wants the fields to stay in the family. Says Rashi, ki yomochichicha umocha, melamei chein odom rashei limkoyo sodeyu, elo machmas doichak oini. One is not allowed to sell his field unless he has a pressing need because he's poor, he has no money to put bread on the table. And even then, may achuzasoi from his inheritance field. Veloy kula, don't sell the whole thing. The proper way to live is that you should leave at least part of the field for yourself. He can buy back the field that his relative sold. The buyer cannot hold it back. It's important to remember what we saw in the previous topic, in the topic of Yovel, in Posuk Tesvov, that you cannot force the buyer to sell it back for the first 2 years of the sale. Posuk Chovov ve'ish ki lo yihye lo yigoy el ve'hisi goyodo yumatza kedei geulasoi. And if somebody doesn't have a relative who has the money to buy back the field, so what happens next? He himself could be, he made some money, and he has the money to buy his field back. Says Rashi, v'ish ki lo yihye lo goyel. Literally translated, if a yid doesn't have any relatives. But that can be. For Rashi, v'chi yesh lecha odom b'yisroel shein legoyalim. Every yid has a relative. If not a brother, an uncle, if not an uncle, a cousin, not a cousin, a second cousin, the third cousin. Eventually we all come from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We have relatives. Rather, what does the posuk mean? Elagoyel sheyuchal ligol mimkoroi. He doesn't have a relative that could afford and has the money to buy back the field. That's what the posuk is referring to. So he himself got the money. And he wants to buy it back. Posuk Chov Zayin, Vechisha Veshenei, Mimkoroi, Vehishives Hoideif, Loish Asher Mochaloi, Veshov Lachuzasoi. And how much money does the seller have to give the buyer to get back his field? Says the Torah, make a cheshbon. How many years was it sold for? We know that the sale was only till Yovel. It was a long-term rental. How many years was it sold for? How much was it sold for? How many years did the buyer benefit from the field? And then, whatever years that the buyer did not get the use out of it, that's the amount of money that the seller has to give to the one who bought the field from him. And then, the seller can go back to his Shdei Achuza. Says Rashi, v'chishuv ha'shnei mimkori. How many years were there left till Yovel kach v'kach? Uvekamo mechaltia lecho, kach v'kach. How much was it sold for? Osido yiso lachzira by Yovel. Anyways, you would have returned it by Yovel, because all fields go back by Yovel. Nimtzeisa koine mispara tvuois kefi cheshbon shel kol shono. Comes out that you bought the produce of every year for such and such. You ate from it, you used it for 3 or 4 years. So that I don't have to pay you for, that you got already. But I'll take the rest. The rest of bidmeya mekach, the rest of the money that was the field was bought for. Besides for what the lekech ate, and then v'yitan lekech, give that money to the buyer. Lo ish asher mocha loy, namely hamoicher hazeh shebol agualo. This moicher, the seller that now wants to buy it back, he sold it to somebody, so he has to give it. The moicher has to give it to the buyer. This din that Polzakov Zion is describing, you have to make the cheshbon. How much was it bought for? How much did he use it? How much money is left? L'chayra would also apply if the goyel, if a relative is buying the field back. Not only if the owner is buying the field back. So I'm not sure why the Torah put it in Polzakov Zion. Unless in Hanami, the Torah means that it's referring both to Polzakov He and Polzakov Vov. Pozuk chovche zeim lo imatze o yodoi de yoshiv eloi v'hoyomi mekoroi b'yad akoine oisoi ad shenas hayoveil v'yotzo b'yoveil v'shov lachuz osoi. But if the seller did not come up with the money, he doesn't have enough money to buy back the entire field, then the sale will stay in the hands of the buyer until yoveil. But as soon as Yevil comes, the field goes back to the original owner. Says Rashi, Dei Hoshiv Loi, Mikan Shein Goy Lachatzoin. Dei Hoshiv Loi sounds like he does have some money. He could have theoretically bought back part of the field. Says the Torah, Ein Goy Lachatzoin. If you don't have money for the entire field, you cannot force the buyer to sell it back to you. Only if you have the money for the entire field. You don't go into the year even a little bit. Yovel returns the fields from the beginning, from Rosh Hashanah, not from Yom HaKippurim. Adkan, the third topic, the halachos of selling a shdei achuza. On to the fourth topic, the halachos of selling a house, both a house in the walled city and a house in a non-walled city. And if a man sells a house that's in a walled city means that it's been walled from the days of Yeshua ben Nun, then he has 1 year from the sale to buy it back if he chooses to do so. Unlike when you sold a shdei achuza, we saw previously that within the first 2 years, you cannot buy it back. By selling a house in a walled city, only within the first year can you buy it back. And if the seller does not buy it back within the first year of the sale, at that point the sale is final and it belongs to the buyer forever and it does not go back by Yovel. So there are two differences between selling a shdei achuza and selling a house in a walled city. By selling a shdei achuza for the first 2 years, you cannot buy it back. By selling a house in a walled city, you could only buy it back within the first year. And the second difference is, by a shdei achuza, if you didn't buy it back, it goes back by yovel. And by a bais, bebotei ori choymo, it does not go back by yovel. Says Rashi, bais moish avir choymo. Bais besoich ira mukefes choymo, mimois Yeshua bin Nun. It has to be a walled city from the days of Yeshua bin Nun. Vahoysa geulosei. In the previous topic, or in the topic of Yovel, we saw you could only redeem it from 2 years and on, not the first 2 years, but from that point and on, whenever you want, you could buy it back. But within the first 2 years of a sale of a Sde Achuza, you may not force the buyer to sell it back to you. Therefore, the Torah says, the exact opposite. Only the first year you could buy it back. You can't force the buyer to sell it back to you. Sometimes yomim means days, but over here yomim means a year. When Lavan and his mother asked Eliezer to allow Rivka to stay with them for 1 year, he uses the word yomim. It left the possession of the seller forever, permanently. In the Torah it's written with an aleph, which means no. But we read it with the kavana, with the intention of a vav, loy. Habayis asher loy, boy asher loy choyma, the city, that it has a wall. What is it coming to teach us? That it's written one way, and we think about something else when we read it. Amru Rabbi Seinuzal, af al pi shein loy achshov, even if it doesn't have a walled city, if the city doesn't have a wall right now, as long as it had a wall in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, it keeps the status of a walled city. For Rashi, the ir in the kevohi, the word ir is a feminine word. It should have said ba'ir asher lo choyma. Why did it say loy? And the Torah should say lichtoiv loy bifnim, being that the Torah had to write loy with an aleph for the drasha we just told you. But we're going to think that it's loy with a vav, tiknu loy b'masoyres, ze noifel al ze. And therefore, we read it with a loy. We have to do it this way in order to fit this drasha of the loy with an aleph. Lo yetze b'yoyvel, omar av safro, impoga bo yoyvel b'toich shnosoy. Lo yetze. Rav Safro is bothered by a question. Once the Torah says, im loy goel ad b'lois loy shonot mimo. So the bais goes to the buyer. Latzmisus lakoino oisel deroisov. It stays by the buyer forever. Obviously, it's not going to go out by yovel. So what is the purpose of writing these three words lo yetze by yovel? Emvat Rav Safro. The chiddush is that even in poga bo yovel b'toich shnosoi, even if yovel came within the first year, there also lo yetze yovel does not take out a bais b'bote orichoimo. That was a house in a walled city. What about a house in a non-walled city? Pozuk lamed aleph. Uvoteach atzirim asher ein lohem choymo soviv al sedei horetz yechoshev geulot yehloi uvayoyvel yeitzei. Uvoteach atzirim. Chatzirim means an unwalled city. It's an open city. A house in such a city that has no wall around it, that has the same alochis of selling a field. Namely, you could buy it back whenever you want. And here it's even better than a field. Buy a field, we learned that during the first 2 years, you may not buy it back. Buy a house, you could even buy it back within the first 2 years. And if you didn't, it's going to go back by Yovel for free. Says Rashi, v'otech atzirim, ketar gumoy, patzchim, open. Ayori psuchois, this word chatzerim referring to an unwalled city. You could buy it back until yovel. And if they didn't buy it back, it goes back by yovel. Geulo tihiyeloi, seemingly extra words. Once you're telling me al zdei ha'oretz yichoshev, it's like a field. I know that it has geula that you could buy it back. What is it coming to tell us? Miyad im yirtze. You could even buy it back immediately. Ubaze yofek koichem mekoach sodois. Regarding this din, it's better than a field. She'as sodois ein nigeles ad shtei shonim. By a field, you can't buy it back until 2 years pass from the sale. And by a house in an unwalled city, you could buy it back right away. Uvayovel yetze chino for free. Posuk lamed beis v'orei halviyim botei ariach dosom geulas oilom tihiel halviyim. The Levim in Eretz Yisrael did not get an inheritance altogether. Rather, Hashem told Yehoshua to give the Levim from all the Shvatim of Eretz Yisrael a sum total of 48 cities. Ore Levim, the city in the center with fields around it. Says the Torah, if a Levi sells his fields or his house, even if it's in a walled city, it has different rules. If he sold his field, he can buy it back within the first 2 years. Not like a Yisrael selling his field, that for the first 2 years, he cannot force the buyer to sell it back. And if a Levi sold a house in a walled city, he could buy it back whenever he wants, even after the first year is complete. And if he doesn't buy it back, it does go back by Yovel. Says Rashi, Ve'ori Alevim, Arboi Mushmoina Ir Shenitnu Lohem, the 48 cities that they were given from all the Shvatim. Geulas Oilom, forever. Goyel Miyad, he could buy it back immediately. Afilu Lifnei Shtei Shonim, Imochu Sode, Mishdoiseyem. If they sold a field from the field that were given to them, where were they given fields? Hanasunus Lohem Baal Paim Amos Viveithe Orim, they were given a field for 2,000 amos outside the 48 cities that they were given. Oi, imochu bayis be'ir choymo, if they sold a house in a walled city. In both those cases, gualim le'oilom, forever, a field even within the first 2 years, and the house even after the year's up. Ve'ein echolot le'soif shono, the sale is not permanent at the end of the year. Pozog lamed gimel v'ashoig al bin al ve'im, ויוצא ממכר בית וירח וזוסוי ויובל כיבותי אורי הלווים היא אחוז עושום בסויך בני ישראל. In the first half of the Pasuk, Rashi has two pshat. Pshat number one. The word Geula throughout the parasha means when you sell a field and you want to buy it back. You sold a house and you want to buy it back. Buying it back, the Torah refers to as Geula. According to the first part of Rashi, our Pasuk is an exception to that word Geula. Vashal Yigal Min Alevim does not mean to buy back. Rather, it means to buy. And if a Yid buys a house or a city of a Levi, says the Torah, it goes back by Yovel, even if it's in a walled city. The doichak in this pshat is obvious, that the word geula all of a sudden means something else that it meant till now. And therefore Rashi offers a second pshat, that the word yigal over here means what it meant all along, to buy back a field that was sold. And according to that, the posuk means as follows. It's connected to posuk lamed beis. In posuk lamed beis, the Torah told us, that bote ore levim and the fields, gulas oilom tieloi, if you bought a field or a house or a levi, of a levi, the levi could buy it back even within the first 2 years by a field, and even after the first year by bote ore choymo. You may have thought that that's only if the Yisrael bought the field or the house off the levi. But what about if a Levi bought it off the Levi? Will the din also be that he could buy it back whenever he wants? Says the Torah, yes. Vasha yigal min halevim. Even if the Levi that sold the field or the house, he sold it to another Levi, there also you could buy it back whenever you want. And according to the second pshat, the next words, V'yotzo mimka bayis v'irach uzase b'yoyvel, is not connected v'asher to v'asher yigal min alevim. That's telling us a nudin, that when you, a house of a Levi that was sold, even if in a walled city, it does go back by yoyvel. So according to both pshatim, this din, that a house in a walled city goes back by yoyvel, in the case of oy alevim, that is being told to us in posuk lamed gimel. In the words v'yotzo mimka bayis v'irach uzase b'yoyvel, the two pshatim of Rashi are just arguing what does it mean v'asha yigal min alevim. Does it mean like the first pshat of Rashi, if you bought a house from a Levi, then v'yotzo mimka bayis, those two phrases are connected? According to the second pshat of Rashi, v'asha yigal min alevim is going back on posuk lamed beis, that even if you want to buy it back from a Levi, the same halacha as a Pasuk Lamed Beis applies. And now the Pasuk gives a reason for this din. You know why Ori Alevim has special halachos? Kiboti Ori Alevim, he achuz osam seir b'nei Yisrael. This is their cities that they inherited in Am Yisrael. And therefore, they have to have a right to get it back no matter what. Says Rashi, Vasha Yigal Min Alevim. Pshat number one. Vim Yikne. That's what it means over here. Im Yikne Bais Oyil Mehem. If you buy a house or a city, from then, the Yotso Bayovel Oysemem Kashel Bais Oyshalil Vyoshuv La Levi Shemocho. It goes back to the Levi that sold it. Velo Yiyecholud Keshabot Yorachem Shel Yisrael. It's not a final sale like other walled cities. Ugeula zu, according to this pshat, loshen knia, means to buy, not to redeem, to buy back. The vorach of a second pshat, it does mean to buy back, like it always means. And what is the posuk telling us? Lefi shenemar en posuk lamed beis, geulas oilom, tihi yel alevim, yochoy lo dibir akosu, velo lekech Yisrael, shekona beis bor alevim. Maybe that's only if a Yisrael bought a house in a walled city of a Levi. Maybe Yehi Cholut, after the first year, will be a final sale. Also, Goyel Geulas Oilom, even after the first year. And according to the second pshat, it's a new topic. Shame loyge Allah, if you didn't buy it back, yoytza ba yoyvel, veinu nechlat v'soiv shono, kebay shal Yisrael. It's not a final sale, like that of a yid that goes back by yoyvel. Ki boti ori alevim hi aruz osom. This is true. The following part of the posuk is the same pshat according to both pshatim and Rashi. Lo yohoyo lohem nachalas sodis v'kromim. They didn't get a nachalo, like the rest of Am Yisrael got. Elo orim lo shoves u'migresheim. They got 48 cities and 2,000 amos around the cities. Lefichoch, heim lohem b'mokim sodois. This is their field of inheritance. And therefore, v'yesh lem gula k'sodois, k'deish lo tuf k'nachalos amayhem. They shouldn't lose their inheritance. Posuk lamed daled u'sedei migrash orihem lo imocher ki achuzas oilom hu lohem. In order to understand the following posuk, we need some background from a din that we're going to learn at the end of Parshas Bechukosai. Over there, the Torah tells us if somebody is makdish his shdei achuzah, then he has a right to buy it back from Hekdesh. If he didn't buy it back from Hekdesh, rather the gizbor, the Hekdesh treasurer, sold it to somebody else, the halacha is when Yovel comes, that field does not go back to the original owner. Rather, it leaves the person who bought it off Hekdesh and is divided among the Kohanim. That is the halacha at the end of Parshat Bechukosai. Says our posuk regarding that din, Ushdei migrash oreihem lo yimocher. If a Levi was makdish his field that he has around the Orei Levio, and the gizbor sold it to somebody else, then comes Yovel, it does come back to the original Levi that was makdashit. Let's see it in the posuk. Usdei migrash oreyem, the fields that are on the migrash. The migrash is the 2,000 amois outside the Orei Alevim. Lo yimochel. Such a field cannot be sold by the gizbor, similar to the gizbor selling a hekdesh of Yisroel's shdei achuzah. Over there, when the gizbor sells it, it goes to the kahanim, not to the original owner. But over here, lo yimocher, like over there, rather it does go back to the levim by yovel. Why is that? Ki achuzas oilom hu lohem. The orei levim is in an inheritance forever for the levim. It always has to go back to them. Says Rashi, uzdei migrash orem lo yimocher mecher gizbor. Cannot be sold like a gizbor sells a Yisrael's field that he was makdish. Shem hikdish ben Levi yesodeyu v'loy ge'olo. He himself did not buy it back. Umocho gizbor. The gizbor sold it to somebody else. Eino yoytze lo kohanim b'yovel k'moy shenema b'Yisrael. And Rashi quotes the pasuk in Bechukosai, v'imocher es hasod leish acher. If the gizbor sold it to somebody else, lo yigoeloid. It doesn't go back to the original owner. Aval ben Levi, goyel lo oilom. by a Ben Levi, it always can come back to him. Adkan, the fourth topic of Parshas Behar, the halachos of selling a house, whether in a walled city or not in a walled city, and the unique halachos of a Levi selling his house or fields of the Ori Leviot.